I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
This one today comes from something that I heard last night on Monday Night Football before the broadcast. I'm a NFL nut, so I'm definitely watching every action I can watch. And just leading up to the game last night, you know, I heard Booger McFarland, who I know a lot of people have their own thoughts on. He's either good or bad, ugly, whatever. They don't like him. Some like him, whatever. It is what it is. But he was talking about the Bears and their struggles to run the ball. You know, right now their feature is Cordarrelle Patterson, who is a kick return specialist and a okay wide receiver. They have him featured as a running back because David Montgomery has a concussion and was out. But he said the problem with their run game is that they're cute. You know what I mean? They're not physical. They're just kind of like gadgets, and they want to go out there and they just want to kind of cute you to death. They just want to do some cute, fun things. That's not how the run game was designed. The run game was designed to be physical. It was supposed to be nasty. It's supposed to be downhill. It's supposed to be the kind of run game that everyone in the stadium, regardless if it's, you know, a packed house or there's 200 people in the building, everyone knows that you're going to run the ball, and yet you can still pick up 3, 4, 5 yards a carry and continue drives. And so when I heard him talking about that, and yes, he was talking about the Bears and they don't have that kind of run game, the Raiders do. And that's what got me thinking about what we've been talking about as far as the playoffs and how far they can go with that kind of attack, knowing that their offensive line has not even been intact all season. They've played together for 3 snaps, their starters. They have the kind of blocking attack and downhill ability and have the running backs in Jacob and Booker, respectively, that can get downhill and pick up nasty yards when they need to. You saw it happen in Cleveland. You saw it happen in Allegiant Stadium. It doesn't matter the weather. It doesn't matter the time of day. It doesn't matter where you're at. That travels. And when you're in the playoffs, that's what's going to get you where you need to go, is the ability to run the ball. Now, when you add the fact that Derek Carr is in control of this offense, complete control, he understands it like the back of his hand. He's able to check in and check out of plays that are going to set the Raiders up for success. So with the combination of Derek Carr being at the top of the food chain, at the top of his A game when it comes to Gruden's offense, and the success of the run game and that offensive line that Tom Cable's put together, this Raider team really can do whatever they really want to do. We've said it for weeks that they could compete with anybody. I will not take that back because of those elements right there. They will keep you in a game. I don't care if you're playing Pittsburgh. I don't care if you're playing Kansas City, Baltimore. I personally think that they're better than Baltimore, to tell you the truth. You know, the Vikings, it doesn't matter. Whoever you're playing, you can win games if you have those elements. The Raiders have them.
Absolutely, man. Well said. And you know what, too? You mentioned the Monday Night Football game. By the way, we just got word. We were waiting on something, and we're going to have a special guest at 3:40. Raiders running back Devontae Booker will join us at 3:40, so don't go anywhere.
Nice.
But you were talking about the Monday Night Football game at the beginning of that, you know, as you were watching, and of course it was the Bears. You saw Khalil Mack make a beautiful play yesterday, right?
Absolutely.
And of course, the Bears and the Vikings struggled in that game. Just it wasn't a ton of fun to watch, although it was close for a little while, and it was competitive. But if you look at, and I know this is still a sensitive subject even for you, Q. You look at the Khalil Mack trade.
Oh, I'm over it. I'm good.
Oh, I know you're over it.
I'm Gucci.
For those that are out there, since 2019, so since that all happened, the Bears are 13-13. Okay?
Right.
The Raiders are 13-12. And the Raiders had 5 draft picks, and they have the running game you just talked about. The Bears don't have that. The Bears still don't have a quarterback.
Nope.
That is performing at a level that Derek Carr is. So, again, trades take a long time to kind of work out to see how they get. And Khalil Mack will always be a great player. I believe that. But,
you know, their window is closed. You talked about windows.
Yes.
Their windows are closed.
Yes. Exactly my point.
But they got a great player that they got to pay a lot of money for a lot of years. Dog, if you look at the contract, and I got to shout out Brother Marquise in the 305 Miami. He actually hit me up earlier and said in 2020, Max cap hit is 26.6. 2021, 26.6. 2022, 27.2. 2023, 25.5, only 2.6 in dead money. That's the first year they can move on from Khalil Mack if they want to. 20 2023. They are stuck with that contract until at least 2023.
Yeah.
With no quarterback, no running game, and lack of playmakers.
Yeah. Then that's the thing. The Bears had their window, and they went for it. And guess what? It's just not happening. It's not going to happen. Nope. It's gone. And that's why the Raiders, in retrospect, you look at what they did and what they've gotten from it. They're just ascending. So good deal there as well. So we'll see how it all goes. But another great Q-tip as always. But I just think that, man, this Raiders team, you know, I know Raider fans. It's sort of like, for so long, you've waited for the team to get better and to be a real contender, and I think they're almost there if they're not already. But I understand the trepidation there. You know, you don't want to give in because you don't want to be disappointed again.
Plus, you don't want to peak too early, and the Raiders haven't peaked yet, in my opinion. I feel like they're close, but they haven't peaked yet.
Yeah.
And you know, some teams start out hot, like you mentioned, Seattle. They were cooking with grease. Now, I mean, they couldn't buy some grease right now.